Welcome to Living Waters Church, a community with Jesus at the center, shaped by scripture, dependent on his spirit, following together. For more resources, information, and news, check out our website, lwchurch.ca, and get connected.
Hi, friends. My name is Dave. I'm on the ministry team here at Living Waters and happy to be sharing during this Easter season. We would just also say today, on behalf of our ministry team, that we would hope that you would feel supported and encouraged this time of year. If there are things in your life that you would like to share with someone, or perhaps a need that you would appreciate prayer for, we would make ourselves available to you. You can head over to our website where you can find contact information, phone numbers for myself, for our entire team, and we would be interested in hearing from you. We want you to feel encouraged and supported this time of year. Let me tell you a story. 2 weeks ago, I experienced an eye injury. I randomly scratched my eye and left an abrasion. Crazy sore, our hot red right eye, bloodshot, teary. I could hardly see out of it. For me personally that day, it wasn't as if the world I knew had changed, but my seeing of this world had changed because my vision was impaired. Now, thankfully, I got some pretty quick help and there was a really quick turnaround. However, that week, while one thing did lead to another, which included a full eye exam, guess what? I need glasses, so stay tuned for the rest of the story about that. What I find a little surprising about that whole situation is that I didn't know that for the longest time, I've been seeing things with impairment. In some ways, this could happen to us when it comes to spiritual things, even most specifically, seeing Jesus. Our seeing may be impaired, and we may not even know it. That's why Easter Sunday, Easter season, of all the seasons of the year, we look again at Jesus. And our passage in Revelation encourages us to do this. It says, of Jesus, Jesus said, I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. To appreciate the context of this verse, we zoom out a little bit. This verse finds itself nestled in the first chapter of the book of Revelation, a book that was written for many reasons, which include getting people like us to think about the future. Certainly, this book of Revelation has stirred up a lot of curiosity and questions about the things that are to come. And while we're not necessarily unpacking big ideas about end times today, we should note that at the beginning of this book, a book about end times, we're encouraged to look at Jesus first. To look at Jesus first in order to be best equipped to look into the future. For if we get Jesus right, we will get our days ahead right. So before you look down the road, look at the one who is right in front of you today. Perhaps this text examines our seeing by asking three questions. The questions are this. When you look at Jesus, can you see the living one, the one that was dead and is now alive, and thirdly, the one who holds the keys of death and Hades? Let's take a look. Jesus says, look clearly, for I am the living one. Perhaps this invitation is best understood by the difference between a statue and a person. You can admire a statue, but you can't talk to it. It doesn't respond. It isn't alive. You don't behold it. Jesus is not a statue. He's not a historical figure frozen in time. Jesus is alive in real time. And so we are not to simply study and see him. We are to behold and experience this living one. So Easter asks us the question, how is that going for you? For Easter asks of us our devotion to Jesus, the living one. Certainly, authentically, for all of us, there are many times in our life when we question even the existence and nearness of God. It's called blurry vision. Everything seems unclear, uncertain, unreliable, and unattainable. And as in this verse, we read of the Lord's interest to speak directly into that darkness and that distress. Jesus says, look clearly, I was dead, and now I'm alive forever and ever. Take a look, Jesus says. I was dead. I was dead. Well, how did that happen? Jesus, the very Son of God, came to earth, born as a baby, lived as a human being, a perfect life. He taught us all about our human struggle with sin and disobedience. God knew that we didn't have any power to do anything about our personal situation, so he himself came down to earth to do something, to address the issue of human sin and human separation with God. Our sin had to be paid for, and so it was with his costly sacrifice. More than any of us could ever pay, Jesus paid the price. First Peter says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. So why do we need to keep talking about this? Well, lest we forget, lest we lose sight of Jesus' love for us and the whole world for that matter. C.S. Lewis says, Christ did not die for man because they were intrinsically worth dying for, but because he intrinsically loves and therefore loves infinitely. All our sin came upon the body of Jesus on the cross. And at the end of his life, while on the cross, he cried, it is finished. Literally meaning, it is paid in full. The price for our sin, all our sin, was totally paid by the death of Jesus on the cross. Jesus really did die. And Easter says, take a look. He was dead. John 19 tells us that even the Romans wanted to make sure that he was really dead, and they rammed a spear into his side, and blood came and water gushed out. And John says, I saw this with my very own eyes. I saw it. Jesus died. Well, the verse goes on. Jesus says, look clearly. I was dead, and now I'm alive forevermore. Take it all in, experience it, is Jesus' invitation for all of us today. The Bible focuses more on why his resurrection happened than how it happened. Why do we need to keep looking at this? Well, again, lest we forget who this Jesus is, lest we forget that it is in his resurrection that he has become our world's Lord and Savior. Romans says, Jesus was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Jesus rose again. Take a look. No other religion will make such a claim. No other religion or religious leader will make this claim. Jesus declared the Son of God with power by his resurrection from the dead. Furthermore, it is his resurrection power that supernaturally forgives sin, changes our hearts and minds, and turns our lives around facing in the right direction. See, his resurrection is not just something that happened to him. It's something he offers to us. He offers a new life, God's life for us and God's life in us. So today, during this Easter season, whatever may feel dead, disturbed, desperate, or restless in our lives, Jesus wants to meet us there as the living one, the one who lives forevermore. St. Augustine's prayer is a prayer that I've been writing in my journal daily for quite some time. His prayer, a beautiful prayer, is worded this way: God, I was made for your glory. My heart is restless until it finds its rest in you. Again, in our passage, lastly, Jesus says, look clearly, I have the keys of death and of Hades. You ever lost your keys? Many times. You check your pockets, nothing. You retrace your steps, nothing. Without keys, we're locked out. We can't move. You're not in, you're not out. You're lost. What a relief when someone pipes up and says, it's okay, I have your keys. I have the keys. And that's what Jesus is saying here. You may feel locked out by where things are at. Doors may seem shut. Situations may seem bleak. Jesus says, I hold the keys. I hold the keys. I hold the key to open for you the abundance of my love and my life. So as we consider this verse, a question that this text asks of us is, do you see Jesus clearly today? Not a blurry vision, a clear vision. For it's possible for our vision of Jesus to be impaired today. How do we know if we see Jesus clearly? Our text says, do you see Jesus, the living one, the one that was dead and now alive forevermore, and thirdly, the one who holds the keys of death and Hades? This is Jesus, the one we are invited to see, to know, behold, love, and serve. As I said earlier, my recent eye exam was very straightforward. I now have the results. This assessment tells me what I need to see more clearly, and this passage does the very same thing for us spiritually. Easter Sunday, Easter season, invites us to consider our clear view of Jesus. And the most encouraging thing about this exploration is that Jesus is here right now by his Spirit, and he's saying, look, see me, know me, I'm right here, take a look. As we move to the end of our time, I want to invite you to join me in a prayer of confession. A simple prayer that would express your heart before the Lord today. A heart that would share a confession. A heart that would share a longing in your heart. A confession that would put a name on Jesus, maybe that you never have before. Jesus, you're the Savior. Jesus, you are my Savior. Come into my heart and to my life. I invite you to pray this prayer with me as we close our service today. Jesus, today I look to you. I believe you are the living one. I believe you died and rose again. Forgive my sin. Come into my life. Lead me from this day forward. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. What can you expect as we pray? Well, you can expect to see Jesus a little more clearly. The world around us might not have changed, but our view of the world will. Because when we pray, our view of Jesus will change.
Thanks for joining today. If you'd like to get more connected or involved in any way, please reach out. We'd love to help. Have a great week.